Turkey hunting is one of my favorite things. And one of the key tools I use for turkey hunting is the Onyx Hunt Map. I use it incessantly when I'm hunting turkeys. Being able to find a new piece of public or gaining permission on private opens up opportunities for gobblers. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you this spring. Use the code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt. You'll find more birds this season. I'm telling you, I rely on Onyx Hunt when I'm hunting turkeys. It is an invaluable turkey hunting tool. You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. Sport Dog is the most recognized brand in the hunting dog training industry. The Sport Dog promise to consumers is simple. Gear the way you'd design it. Every product Sport Dog builds is meticulously designed and rigorously tested in the field, ensuring it withstands the toughest conditions you and your dog may encounter.
I've used that Sport Dog collar in different temperatures. It just doesn't stop working.
Get 20% off your first purchase using code MEATEATER. So go to www.sportdog.com/MEATEATER to learn more.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by special guest Bill Vanderhaden. In addition to Bill, we also have Stephen Ranella, Brody Henderson, Giannis Patelis, Corinne Schneider, Chester Floyd, and Maggie Hudlow. Now, Bill, this is your first time playing Meat Eater Trivia. How do you normally feel about trivia? You like it?
I don't spend a lot of time learning, random information, but I do spend a lot of time hunting, fishing in the outdoors, so I might get one or two right here.
That'll help you. Do you feel like you have some random information, though, in this space, hunting, fishing, conservation, cooking?
I have a little bit. Yeah. I think there's some hope.
You'll do okay then.
Steve promised him that you would throw him a bone.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. I just told him how you'd probably throw him a bone. You got a bone planned out?
We do. Okay. We do have one of those.
Glad to hear it.
I'm confident you'll at least get one of 10 then, Bill. Now, if you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. And each week here on Meat Eater Trivia, we reveal a new stat. And for the stat of the week, we're looking at player complaints. Do you guys have any predictions about what we might learn here?
I think that can go unsaid.
Now, Steve destroys the field with an average of 6.47 complaints per episode.
No way.
That's followed by Sean Weaver at 3.21 complaints per episode, Ryan Callahan at 3.01 complaints per episode, and Brody Henderson at 2.51 complaints per episode.
I was expecting to be right up there with Steve.
You thought so?
But I think I just jump on his bandwagon a lot.
You got some work to do then. Steve's most dominating stretch came early February to late April when he averaged 9.83 complaints per episode. That stretches from episode 313 to 329.
That's almost more than the amount of questions that there are.
That's right. But Steve has mellowed out a bit, and over the last four episodes, he's only averaging 4.75 complaints per episode.
You know why? The writing's on the wall, dude. Looking at the analytics, the show, more people listen when I'm not here.
That is something.
I don't say shit anymore.
No way.
That is something that we did learn. People ask me if it's a bit that Steve gets ornery about trivia. It's not, because when we had the question about the lightning strike victims a couple episodes ago, Steve called me twice that day. One time, it was 5 hours later. That had been on his mind for 5 hours thinking about the lightning strike question, and he still wasn't convinced. Wow. Now, we have some housekeeping to get to as well. In a previous game of trivia, we talked about how the world champion Squirrel Cook-Off is held annually in Arkansas. But then the cook-off organizers reached out and said that they were moving to Tennessee in 2022 because, quote, it would suck if the Super Bowl was held in Cleveland for 40 straight years. Well, in a shocking turn of events, the world champion Squirrel Cook-Off has announced that the 2022 gathering in Tennessee has been canceled. Now, I asked why, and the event organizers said that the venue pulled the plug on them because of, quote, woke anti-squirrel people.
Oh.
So, the world champion Squirrel Cook-Off is now moving back to Arkansas in 2023 and plans on staying there for good.
I don't get they're woke anti-squirrels or woke
anti-squirrel people, which would actually probably be pro-squirrel people if they were against a squirrel cook-off. But that was what they said the issue was that the venue in Tennessee did not support what they were doing.
Tennessee of all places.
Tennessee.
Like, Clay should get
maybe
in on that.
NYC, but not Tennessee.
So the world champion Squirrel Cook-Off people said they learned their lesson, and I think they said something about they're staying in God's country for good, and the Arkansas Game and Fish Department is going to be a partner with them, and that is now permanently their home.
Dude, we could find them venues all day long.
I think so.
Wherever you want.
No, listen, if I win, I'm going to don't give my money, my winnings, to Tennessee Wildlife Federation, which is one of the country's oldest, conservation organizations. They've done a ton of good, and I bet with that $500, they could find a venue for the Squirrel Cook-Off, maybe for 2024, and so that it doesn't have to always stay in Cleveland, so to speak.
There you go.
And
with
I have a request, though.
What's up?
I always want it. I feel like you're not always giving us the Shelby score before every game.
Yeah, sometime we'll introduce like a Shelby index for every game, but this one it was 3. So this is shaping up to be a tough round then.
Oh.
That means our winner should be in the ballpark of 6.
Explain the Shelby score.
The Shelby index. Shelby is my wife, and each night before I come to Meat Eater Trivia, I have her play to see how she does, and it sort of gives me a baseline of what the winner might do. Normally, she scores about half as well as the winner of Meat Eater Trivia, and last night she got 3, which means this is a tougher round. And with that, we are on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Suck it, Brody!
We'll see.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question 1, as always, this will be multiple choice. The topic is fishing. What mammal has the most lakes named after it in America? Is it beaver, wolf, deer, or bear? What mammal has the most lakes named after it in America? Is it beaver, wolf, deer, or bear?
That's probably your best question yet.
Thank you. Steve is now going to go in the opposite direction. We'll start keeping stats.
I'm going to start becoming the most agreeable dude on the planet, man. I'm going to spend all day going like, right on, right on.
Again, your choices are beaver, wolf, deer, or bear.
Yanni, you feeling confident?
No.
Neither am I.
No.
I would any of those.
I think it's about a 50-50. I think 2 are pretty easy to knock out, and then it's a 50-50.
I agree with you.
Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying bear, Bill saying beaver, Maggie saying wolf, Chester saying deer, Brody saying beaver, Corinne saying beaver, and Giannis saying bear. The correct answer is bear.
Me and Yanni are neck and neck.
This is according to the Association for the Sciences of Limnology and Oceanography. There are 438 bear lakes in America. That's followed by 307 beaver lakes, 224 deer lakes, and 141 wolf lakes.
Good question.
Very happy with how that whole thing went.
We're on to question 2. The topic is gear. The most widely available broadhead weights at Bass Pro are 100 grain, 125 grain, and blank. So I'm looking for third place, the most widely available broadhead weights at Bass Pro are 100 grain, 125 grain, and blank.
Bill, if you're wondering about when that bone was coming, I think the bone is here.
Question two.
You think this is it?
You think you know this one, Bill?
I know them based on our sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about
but
the rest of
the group? We don't sell there, but I know kind of what's most popular.
Ooh.
Out there.
Oh, that kind of that can inform your answer, but
Does everybody have an answer?
I just went first thing popped to my head.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying 85, Bill saying 150, Maggie saying 130, Chester saying 175, Brody saying 150, Corinne saying 200, and Giannis saying 85. We do have a correct answer in the room. It's 85 grains. Steve and Yanni.
You know what these guys aren't thinking of? Is it because the crossbowers? Is it the crossbow community?
Well, I think it's women and children that are probably shooting the 120 or the 85s.
So I should have got that right?
But that was your bone, dude.
That was my bone. But I've seen more and more of a trend away from that 85 and more 150s. So that's why I went 150.
And what kind of shooter do you find is normally shooting like an 85 grain broadhead?
Somebody's going for light fast. A lot of whitetail guys, a lot of guys that are set up more for target 3D shooting are trying to go light fast, and then they just want to use the same head there. So that's what I see. I thought the trend was more away from that, even though I didn't want to admit that maybe still is the truth.
Now, Bass
But those
Pro,
aren't mutually exclusive. There could be the trend away from that, but it could still be number three.
Bass Pro sells 99 broadheads that weigh 100 grains. That's followed by 30 broadheads that weigh 125 grains, 8 broadheads that weigh 85 grains, and 3 broadheads that weigh 150 grains. We're on to question 3. The topic is cooking. This next great question comes to us
getting
via
you right, Brody?
Adam Moore.
No, man.
That's great.
If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. If you order fried cooter from a restaurant, what kind of animal are you eating? If you order fried cooter, C-O-O-T-E-R, from a restaurant, what kind of animal are you eating? Nobody knew this one right off the bat. Seems like wherever Adam Moore hails from, we don't have anyone in this room that grew up there. Again, fried cooter, what kind of animal are you eating?
Can you give us a hint where he's from?
Not giving you any hints. Does everybody?
Oh, look at that.
Did you know that was there?
Water bottle?
I just noticed it.
We sell a water bottle that is the Bear water bottle that I gave these stats to our designer, Hunter Spencer. And one of them is there are 438 Bear lakes in the U.S.
But it doesn't say how many other kind of lakes there are.
No. Well, then it follows that up by saying it's the most popular lake name among mammals.
It just supports the whole Kimmy Werner hypothesis.
This does. Hey, Kimmy.
Again, fried cooter. Does everybody have an answer?
Nope.
Brody, 0 for 2, potentially starting off 0 for 3.
Know, every once in a while you have a bad day, Spencer.
Does everybody have an answer now, Brody?
Let's go.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve.
Still writing, but.
Still writing. Saying soft shell crab. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Soft shell crab. Bill saying pig. Maggie saying quail. Chester saying raccoon. Brody saying rabbit. Corinne saying gator. Giannis saying gator. Huh. Nobody got it right. The correct answer is soft shell turtle or turtle.
Ooh. Oh, that's what I wrote.
I had a T written down and scratched it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, if crab were
what are you
written.
Gonna say?
It's common in the South to refer to soft shell turtles as cooters, specifically when they're being turned into soup or deep fried nuggets. This can get confusing, though, because there is actually a different species of turtle called the river cooter, which looks similar to a painted turtle.
Did you know that Johnny Paycheck shot a man in the head in an argument over turtle soup?
No.
Tales
I don't know
from
who
the
Johnny,
tour bus.
Yeah, kind of missed and just creased his forehead.
What do you think the argument was about?
You can watch a documentary where they interview both the lawyers who defended each side of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's like the weird, they were traded hats. And then one guy wanted to trade back, and it escalated into an argument of over going to someone's house for turtle soup, and Johnny Paycheck shot him and creased his forehead.
Man.
And then vanished into the night.
Have you ever eaten soft-shell turtle?
Oh, yeah. What? I got a soft-shell turtle story that'll curl your hair.
Let's hear it.
So me and Eddie Luloff's, I think it was Eddie, we were camping at a place called Cisco Bayou on the White River, and we were eating deer steaks and throwing the trim from the deer steaks out into the bayou. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we catch a soft shell in our turtle trap, butcher it, and I'll give you one guess to guess what was in its stomach.
A deer steak.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Those things are aggressive.
Why is that supposed to curl his hair?
I don't know.
I like it.
Like, how big
was
the
turtle? That's a little bit of a letdown there, bud.
Question four. The topic is public lands. Mount Rushmore is surrounded by what 1.2 million acre national forest? Mount Rushmore is surrounded by what 1.2 million acre national forest? We had a few folks in the room who knew it. For the most part, just going to be seeing some guesses. Again, looking for what national forest surrounds Mount Rushmore.
I got to ask about the... Well, I don't want to give away too much, but...
No, I wouldn't.
Well, whatever.
Does everybody have an answer?
It's just trivia.
No one has ever had that thought playing trivia. That's just trivia. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Black Hills, Bill saying Custer, Maggie saying Badlands, Chester saying Black Hills, Brody saying Black Hills, Corinne without an answer, and Giannis saying Custer. The correct answer is the Black Hills National Forest.
Oh, I feel like I might have just pulled into the lead.
The Mount Rushmore Project started in 1927 and finished in 1941. The man who came up with the idea suggested the mountain should be dedicated to heroes of the American West, like Lewis and Clark, Sacagawea, Red Cloud, Buffalo Bill Cody, and Crazy Horse, but as we now know, the hill was turned into Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln.
Have you been to the Crazy Horse Monument?
Yes. No. Very underwhelming.
Well, they're still working on it.
They've been working on it for my whole life.
And they'll be working on it for your children's whole lives.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's underwhelming.
No,
I
it's like it's
cool.
Like you look, it's just like you're watching like a thing that will take, and some people.
I'm into it. I'm just not confident.
That was a complaint about Spencer. That was a complaint about the show. I want to point out.
I'm into it. I'm just not confident, like you said, that even my children will see the end of Crazy Horse. Question five, we'll get a scoreboard update from Phil after this. The topic is hunting. This next great question comes to us via Allie Spangler. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. Male turkeys are said to have droppings that are in what shape? Male turkeys are said to have droppings that are in what shape?
Aren't the kind of questions that can change a game, Spencer. I feel like this one's pretty easy.
You gotta have some of those in there. Brody, did you know Black Hills National Forest, or was that just a good guess?
I did.
Steve, it seemed like you knew that one right away.
Isn't Custer right there?
There's Custer. Custer State Park is nearby, but it's not a national forest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I feel like there's now Custer National Forest extends into South Dakota.
Well, the Black
it's
Hills
not the
1.2
million acre national forest.
It's a precise acreage.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there is a Custer. It's not Custer. That is not the one that surrounds.
You're thinking of Custer State Park or something like that in South Dakota.
Custer State Park is right next
door. Because even though I'm not complaining anymore, there might be a real problem.
Again, male turkeys are said to have droppings that are in what shape? Does everybody have an answer?
I see where it's going, and I headed you off.
It's a real problem.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying J, Bill saying L, Maggie saying pellet, Chester and Brody saying J, Corinne saying, what does that say?
Fusilli.
It's your favorite pasta.
And Giannis saying J. The correct answer is J or hook shaped.
Okay. I feel so like you're making an argument for L, you know, if he's a little loose stool that day.
Doesn't a J kind of look like an L? I was going to say this.
It was never in my life if someone said it's an L shaped poop.
Yeah.
It's a hard right angle at the bottom of that.
I was just going to say they have like a little curl to them.
Yeah.
I thought you were not going to give it to all the people that wrote a capital J.
Why do you think it's a lowercase J?
There's not a line across the top of the poop.
I was fixing to fight you over top. Hook and J.
I almost wrote J hook,
but I didn't want to overdo it.
While male turkey droppings are J-shaped, female turkey droppings look more like a spiral blob or snail's shell. This is because female turkey droppings exit the large intestine into the cloaca, which gives them a long runway to curl and clump. Male turkeys, on the other hand, have a phallus in their cloaca near the end of the digestive tract, which means there's less room for their waist to coil.
I got a feeling if you had something similar with human feces... that you could ID them by gender, that you would find that when you found surface shitters, they would all be male.
Oh, yeah.
Just a feeling.
Probably right.
Hmm.
Not going to investigate
it,
though.
It'd be really interesting if you could be like, oh, a lady did that. Or a man. You know what I mean?
Don't surface shit, guys.
Sometimes Phil, we are halfway through the game of trivia. Give us a scoreboard update.
Sure thing. We have three players who I guess I will say are playing trivia with a delicate touch. And by that, I mean they have 0 points. Bill, Corinne, and Maggie. And then next up, we have Brody and Chester tied up with 2 points. Giannis has 3 points. And Stephen Manila has 4 points.
Hey.
This is the worst I've ever done.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before 1,000 times, I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance, and man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. The single most valuable tool I have for chasing turkeys next to my scatter gun is the Onyx Hunt app. If I'm hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. If I'm not hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. I'm always using Onyx. I live by that stuff. I can't tell you the number of birds this app has put me on by allowing me to easily find new areas to hunt. It's invaluable. I use it all the time. Even properties I know super well. And I'm at my buddy Bubbly Doug's house. I'm using Onyx, and I've hunted his place 1,000,000 times. With their compass mode, I can pinpoint exactly on the map where a gobble rang out from and then figure out the perfect spot to set up. Meaning, if I'm sitting there, let's say I'm at Bubbly Doug's, I'm in the navel, and I hear, pow, I'll like instinctively pull up Bubbly Doug's place on X, and I'll look at the topography and I'll be like, oh, that sucker must be over in that little opening over there. Waypoints also, and the ability to share them, okay, comes in handy every spring. Whether that's revisiting old waypoints where I've been on birds before or sharing them to buddies to help put them on birds, this app will help you find more turkeys. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you too. Use code MeatEater to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt this turkey season. Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So, when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Question six, the topic is cooking. This southern state is famous for their white barbecue sauce, which is made with mayo, ooh, apple cider vinegar, sugar, salt, and black pepper.
Oh, I know.
What is it?
My pen is dead.
I cannot think.
It's probably like a gross.
Oh.
Again, this southern state is famous for their white barbecue sauce, which is made with mayo, apple cider vinegar, sugar, salt, and black pepper. What is the state?
Oh, it's
dude, all
good.
These pens are dead.
Dude. I just ate lunch and I could eat.
Oh, it is really good.
It's not barbecue sauce.
Put that on a little bit of fried chicken.
Woo!
Give it some hints.
I like mine on a smoked turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
Does everybody have an answer looking for the state that's famous for their white barbecue sauce?
I do.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Alabama. Bill saying Alabama. Maggie saying Alabama. Alabama.
Brody
saying North Carolina. Man. Corinne saying
how
Alabama.
The mighty fall.
And Giannis saying listen, Alabama.
Remember when Brody used to be like a formidable force?
Listen, the correct
Alabama answer
white sauce.
Is
he's
Alabama.
Got the most wins.
I was just saying how I wanted to get kicked ahead by a mule and have like a real bad streak, then like slowly recover and shit, and people get behind me again. But that's where Brody's at.
Listen, I'm glad I'm throwing up the stinker before the tournament.
Yeah. Now, Alabama white sauce is typically served on pork or chicken, but it's also a great condiment for upland birds and small game. If you want to learn how to make it, then go to themeateater.com and read Lucas Leaf's article called How to Make Alabama White Sauce.
Comeback sauce is another name for it, I think.
Oh, never heard that one. I like it, though.
Look it up.
Could be wrong. I like all of our recipe, cook, chef, contributors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like every time I look at one of Lucas Leaf's stuff, I'm like, golly, that looks, sounds so delicious.
Well, he really appeals to our sensibilities, being from South Dakota and Michigan.
Mm.
He knows how to cook, being a Minnesotan.
You know what's funny is we have an article up about the McGriddle thing.
Uh-huh.
My buddy.
He did.
Yeah, that
my buddy is friends with the guy that makes the McGriddles, and he called my buddy super excited about that.
Now, what does that mean? He makes, like, he works at a McDonald's, or he's like a chef at a McDonald's
no,
HQ?
Apparently, he's like the McGriddle supplier guy.
And he was impressed?
He really was happy.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hmm. So he called my buddy to express his happiness, then my buddy called me to pass along the happiness.
That's right. Steve is referring to a venison McGriddle recipe we have on themeateater.com. Question seven, the topic is biology. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Chris Droste. For sending this great question, Chris is going to get a signed copy of the Meat Eater Guide to Wilderness Skills and Survival. If you want a chance to win the listener question of the week, then send your questions to trivia at themeateater.com. A brewer's duck is a hybrid between a gadwall and a blank. A brewer's duck. And brewer is a proper noun. A brewer's duck is a hybrid between a gadwall and a blank. I think Steve is pacing the room to destroy the Shelby index of six.
I'm not cocky.
Uh-huh.
I'm not discouraged.
You know this one?
No.
Okay.
I have a hunch.
Again, a brewer's duck is a hybrid between a gadwall and a blank.
I could walk you through how I got there, but I'd be giving too much information.
Chester, I saw some erasing. Are you ready?
No.
Corinne?
I'm ready.
Okay. You could just pick a duck and write that down.
Come on, Corinne. You know one duck.
Pick a duck.
Oh, the
Corinne writes the craziest shit on her board.
It's like your heart's not in the game right now.
I just can't. It's like, okay.
That's Giannis saying he's not mad at you. He's just disappointed. There. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying a mallard. Bill saying a mallard. Maggie saying a mallard. Chester saying a widgeon. Brody saying a mallard. Corinne saying a widgeon. And Giannis saying a mallard. The correct answer is mallard. The duck was named by John James Audubon in 1822 after he collected and painted one in Louisiana. Brewer's ducks are noticeably different from mallards and gadwalls, but not in a consistent way. Their head color, chest color, wing color, and scaly pattern express a lot of variability. Question 8, we'll get a scoreboard update from Phil after this. The topic is woodsmanship. Who is the author of outdoor books like Should the Tent Be Burning Like That? If You Didn't Bring Jerky, What Did I Just Eat? You're Not Lost If You Can Still See the Truck, and It's Only Slow Food Until You Try to Eat It. Seems like Steve and Brody knew it. Giannis knew it. The rest of the room is not quick with an answer. Again, looking for the author of outdoor books like Should the Tent Be Burning Like That? If You Didn't Bring Jerky, What Did I Just Eat? You're Not Lost If You Can Still See the Truck, and It's Only Slow Food Until You Try to Eat It. Giannis, you know this one?
I think so. There's a, in the 40 Mile Hunter office in Tok, Alaska. I'm looking around the room. I know who's been there. I don't know if Bill's been there.
I have not.
But one of his pieces is on that door in the bathroom. It's a nice short read when you sit down. And it's if you don't come out of there laughing, then something's wrong with you.
I like it. Does everybody have an answer? Who's going to come up with one?
I want it on the bottom right, but I think Brody wrote. All right.
I think I know. If you got it wrong, I think I know what your answer would be as well.
So I wrote the answer, and then on the bottom, I wrote what Brody wrote.
All right.
Really? This is next level shit right here.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Bill Heavey, and he wrote Patrick McManus under that.
Maybe I got it wrong.
Bill saying Smith. Maggie without an answer. Chester without an answer. Bill saying Bill Heavey. Corinne without an answer. And Giannis saying Patrick McManus. The correct answer is Bill Heavey. You're in the ballpark, Giannis, of like humorist outdoor writers, but it's not McManus.
Man, I didn't know any of the titles except for the last one. It's not.
No, Bill Heavey's a good humorist, man. He's funny as shit.
Great. Bill has described himself as a suburban hunter-gatherer, everyman outdoorsman, and a professional amateur. In case you couldn't tell by his book titles, his writing focuses on misadventures in the outdoors. If you want to learn more about Heavey, then listen to episode 351 of the Wired Hunt podcast, where Mark Kenyon interviews him about his writing career.
Is he McManus's successor? Did he come in right after him?
I would say that he assumed the throne of McManus, but him and McManus overlap. McManus is dead now. But McManus is like, they shoot canoes, don't they? And
mm-hmm. Yeah, but I wonder if Heavey took over his position.
Oh, that I
it
don't
felt
know.
Like he took over that space as like the back page writer.
Yeah.
Was it Field and Stream or Outdoor Life?
I'm not
Maybe
sure.
Maybe both.
Yeah. McManus's best line ever was that if whether it's a creek or a crick, depends on if there's a tire in it.
Yeah, McManus had a lot of writing. I didn't know this until recently. That was not focused on the outdoors. It seemed like he was writing like almost some mystery stuff that had to do with the outdoors that I think also had humor sprinkled in.
Yeah, Heavey's funny, man.
Phil, we have two questions left. Give us a scoreboard update.
We have two questions left, and we have two players left in the game, and those two players are Steven Granella, who's in first place with 7 points, but... kind of warm on his trail is Giannis Pitelis with 5 points. So if Steve fails to get these next two and Yanni gets them correct, it's a tie game.
See if Yanni's got a cold nose or not.
Question 9, the topic is gear. This next great question comes to us via David Chestnut. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, send it to trivia@themeateater.com. 5 states have a firearm on their state flag. Name one of them. 5 states have a firearm on their state flag. Name one of those states. Seems like nobody knew this right off the bat.
Son of a buck.
This could be.
I'm like racking my fifth grade education brain, like learning all the state flags.
This could be what helps Yanni catch up with Steve, looking for one of the five states with a firearm on their flag. Nobody knew this right off the bat. Yanni, it's going to be tough to catch him if you don't write an answer.
No, I'm going to write one.
Okay.
You know what? I think I just remembered one.
Does everybody have an answer? Looking for the state. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying California, Bill saying Virginia, Maggie saying Tennessee, Chester saying Wisconsin, Brody saying New Hampshire, Corinne saying Texas, and Giannis saying Montana. The five states are Delaware, West Virginia, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wyoming. So I think nobody got it. Despite having someone from Wyoming and multiple people from Michigan in here.
Well, a lot of them have got so much stuff on them, you know?
They do.
That's why I went with Montana, because I could have sworn the dude standing there might be holding on to a long smoke pole, but he's not. He's got like an axe or something in his hand, I think. Yeah.
Delaware's shows a revolutionary soldier with a long gun. West Virginia's shows two hunting rifles crossed on the ground. Michigan's shows a man with his right hand raised in peace, but his left hand holding a gun. Some versions of Minnesota's flag show a pioneer with a rifle leaning against a tree stump, and some versions of Wyoming's flag show a cowboy with a holstered pistol.
How did I grow up in Michigan and not notice that? I didn't.
I don't know, but I like it.
What do you, like, some versions?
I might steal that for my brand.
So some old versions, and it depends on where you buy the flag from, how accurate they are, but flags change over time along with state seals. And Wyoming's, I believe now the cowboy doesn't have a holstered pistol, but if you bought one like 20 years ago, he would have the holstered pistol.
Oh, you mean that famous buck and bronco one?
No, Wyoming's has the big bison in the center of the flag, and then it's the state seal in the middle of that, and the seal shows a cowboy with a holstered pistol. Mm. But I think some versions just show like a generic something hanging on his belt. It could be a pliers, it could be a knife, but older versions show that it's very clearly a pistol. We know our winner of Meat Eater Trivia is Steve.
Congratulations.
But we still have a question left.
Good job, Steve.
Since no one cheered for Steve last time.
I won!
It never gets less impressive, right, guys?
Oh, man. You know, my girls just hiked 6 miles 2 days in a row with backpacks on. I was pretty proud, but I'm prouder now.
Yeah. I'm glad he won. Gives me a little motivation to stay motivated.
Your girls did 6 miles of backpacks on?
Yeah.
That's great, man.
We have one question left here.
Let's play it.
The topic is conservation. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommended declaring this animal extinct in 2021, whose nickname is the Lord God Bird. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommended declaring this animal extinct in 2021, whose nickname is the Lord God Bird. Seems like nobody knew this one right off the bat. Just going to be getting some educated guesses. Steve with the quickest answer. How you feel about this, Steve?
50-50. I think I got it.
You could get this wrong
that contradicts itself, don't it?
Prove the Shelby Index fairly accurate, or if you get it right, you just blew it out of the water. We haven't had overtime in quite a while. We're not going to get it again today. It's disappointing. I just got overtime questions banked up and ready. Does everybody have an answer now?
Those are fun to play, too.
The Lord God Bird. Yanni?
I hate the lids on these pens. They just fall off.
I can't think of them.
I'm almost ready to boycott until Spencer buys better.
A bird or an animal that is like on the verge.
You ready?
Give me a hint,
Steve.
Let's
get on it.
It's not gonna be how you're thinking
Steve,
about it.
Steve, you can give a hint if you think you know it and you've already secured the victory.
My understanding, if I'm right, it's something that has been widely understood to be extinct.
I give another hint here. Its last confirmed sighting was Louisiana in 1944.
And people see it And they get all excited, and then someone comes out and says, "Son, what you're looking at is a pileated woodpecker."
Oh, an enormous hint.
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. Oh, we have Steve saying the ivory-billed woodpecker. Bill without an answer. Maggie had it before Steve's hint, saying the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Brody got a post-hint.
Chester without an answer.
Pecker.
Brody. Brody post-hint.
So good.
Got it. Corinne without an answer. And Giannis post-hint says ivory-billed woodpecker. That's correct. It's the ivory-billed woodpecker. Ornithologists gave them this nickname because of what people cried out the first time they ever saw one. Quote, "Lord God, what a bird." The last universally accepted sighting of the ivory-billed woodpecker came out of Louisiana in 1944, but unofficial sightings have been reported since then in states like Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Cuba. Steve is our winner with 8 correct answers. The room is thrilled.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. I've never seen smiles so big after a game of trivia. Now what happens next? Steve gets to choose where the $500 donation goes for winning. So, Steve, what's it going to be?
Spencer, it's no big, you know, me winning, it's normal. What do I normally do?
TRC.
I'm going to give my money, because I'm on the board, I'm going to give my money to the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. Next time
if
it turns out that the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, if they are eager to get that squirrel-eating tournament back there, I'll donate, and then me and Yanni will go to the squirrel-eating tournament.
Wow, that is an incentive. Get
me
Steve
and
Yanni
don't do anything together anymore, so that'd be a fun little trip for us.
Yeah. The squirrel, I think it's the squirrel world champion, or the world champion squirrel cook-off is already taken, so Tennessee is going to have to start their own version of that then to get you boys down there.
If you go, you got to enter your own dish, though.
Oh, well.
What would you make?
Squirrel Haas and Pfeffer.
Yeah. I knew that was going to be the answer. Yanni, would you agree with that?
I knew that was going to be his answer. I've made it. It's a little too tangy for me, personally.
You could do something with some Alabama white sauce on it.
Ooh. Well, I might braise squirrel in Alabama white sauce.
I like it.
That wouldn't work.
Steve is our winner, donating to TRCP. That's it for this game of trivia.
Guaranteeing Americans quality places to hunt and fish. How can you argue with that?
You can't. You can't.
TRCP.
Unless there's a squirrel cook-off on the line, then you could argue. That's it for Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
Thanks, Spencer.
Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater Podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com. Use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Sport Dog is the most recognized brand in the hunting dog training industry. The Sport Dog promise to consumers is simple. Gear the way you'd design it. Every product Sport Dog builds is meticulously designed and rigorously tested in the field, ensuring it withstands the toughest conditions you and your dog may encounter.
I've used that Sport Dog collar in different temperatures. It just doesn't stop working.
Get 20% off your first purchase using code MEATEATER. So go to www.sportdog.com/MEATEATER to learn more.